For he who is haunted in his mind is the best of friends. But the one who has failed to do so, his very mind will be the greatest enemy.
This mind. We're talking on the mind. The whole yoga system means to make the mind our friend. The mind in material contact, just like a person in drunkard condition. His mind is damaged. There is a nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan chapare. Pasete maya tare japutiya. The mind, I am the spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. As soon as the mind is contaminated, I rebel because I have got little independence. Why shall I start to stop God? This is simply a dictation from the mind. And the whole situation starts. He is under false impression, illusion, and the whole life is quiet. And who has failed to do so, if we fail to conquer the mind, we are trying to conquer so many things, empire. But if we fail to conquer our mind, then even if we conquer an empire, that is a failure. His very mind will be the greatest enemy. God.
For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, are all the same.
That's right.
A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he is fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same.
And the mind is in equilibrium, then this position comes. Pebbles, stones, or gold, the same way. But
purport. Book knowledge without realization of the Supreme Truth is useless. This is said as follows. In the Padma Purana.
Yes, Padma Purana. There are 18 Puranas. There are men are conducted in three qualities. Modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. To reclaim all these conditioned souls in different varieties of life. There are presentation of the Puranas. The six Puranas are meant for the persons who are in the modes of goodness. And six Puranas are meant for the persons who are in the modes of passion. And the six Puranas who are in the most have ignorance that those Puranas are meant for them. This Padma Purana is meant for the persons who are in the modes of goodness. In Vedic rituals, you find so many differences of ritualistic performances. It is due to different kinds of men. Just like you have heard that Vedic literature, there is a ritualistic ceremony offering goat sacrifice in the presence of goddess Kali. But this Purana, Markandeya Purana, is meant for the persons who are in the modes of ignorance. Just like a person is attached to eat meat. Now, if all of a sudden, if he is instructed that meat eating is not good, or a person is attached to drink liquor, if he at once says that liquor is not good, he cannot accept. Therefore, in the Purana we find, all life, if you want to eat meat, you just worship goddess Kali and sacrifice a goat before the goddess and you can eat meat. You cannot eat meat or flesh by purchasing from the slaughterhouse as butcher. You have to eat in this way. That means restriction. Because if you want to perform the sacrifice before the goddess of Kali, there is a certain date, there is a certain paraphernalia you are carrying for that, and that puja, that worship is allowed on the dark moon night. So, dark moon night means once in a month. And the mantras are chanted in this way. The goat is advised that you are sacrificing your life before the goddess Kali. So, you get immediately promoted to have a human form of life. Actually, it happens. Because to come to the standard of human form of life, one living entity has to pass through so many evolutionary processes. But the goat who agrees or is by force sacrificed before the goddess Kali, he gets immediate promotion to the human form of life. And if the mantra says that you have got the right to kill this man who is sacrificed. Mansa. Mansa means that he will also eat his flesh next month. So in this way, the man who is sacrificed will come to his senses while eating this flesh. Then I'll have to repair his my flesh. Why shall I do this job? The whole idea is to restrain him. So there are different kinds of Purana, 18 Purana. Because the whole Vedic literature means to claim all kinds of men. Not that those who are meat eaters or those drunkards, they are rejected. No. Everyone is accepted. Why that? But that is just like you go to a doctor. He will prescribe different medicine according to the different disease. Not that he has got one disease, one medicine, whoever comes and offers the medicine. No. That is their treatment. They are great. But in the Sattvic Purana, they are meant for immediately worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. There is no gradual process. But gradually, one who comes to this stage, he is advised. The Padma Purana is one of the Puranas in the modes of goodness. What does it say? God.
says to the Padma Purana, no one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him.
Yes, this is very important. Now, Krishna, we are accepting Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Now, how we accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord? Because it is stated in the Vedic literature, just like in the Brahma Sangita, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vibhya. Imagination. Those who are in the most of passion and ignorance, they are imagining the four laws. And when they are confused, they say, oh, there is no personal God. It is all impersonal God. That is practice. But actually, God has got four. Why not? The Vedanta says, Janmadrasya Jataha, the Supreme Absolute Truth is that from whom or from which everything emanates. Now, we have got forms, so we have also must have been. Not only we, there are different kinds of forms of the living entity. Where from they come? Where from this form is originated? This is very common sense question. If God is not a person, then how his sons become persons? If your father is not a person, how you become a person? This is very common sense. If my father has not a form, wherefrom I get this form? People imagine, because when they are practicing, when they see that this form is troublesome, therefore God must be formless. That is an opposite conception of this form. But Brahma Sangita says, no, God has form, but He is Sachidananda Vigra. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra. Sat is Anand. Sat means Siddhar. Sat means Siddhana, and Chit means knowledge. And Ananda means play. So, God has form, but He has got a form which is full of pleasure, full of knowledge and ego. Now compare your body. Your body is neither eternal, nor full of pleasure, nor full of knowledge. Therefore, God has form, but He has got a different form. But as soon as we speak of form, we think the form must be like this, that we opposite. No. That's no knowledge. That is not knowledge. That's when the Padma Purana says that you cannot understand about the form, name, quality, parasanyalya of God. With these material senses. Atakrishna Namadi Navavet Dharam Indriya. By your sense speculation, because your senses are imperfect, how you can speculate on the Supreme Perfect? That is not possible. Then, how is it possible? Devan Mukhi Hijibhadu, if you train your senses, if you purify your senses, that purified sense will help you to see God. Just like if you have got some disease, cataract, on your eyes. That does not mean you cannot see because your eyes are suffering from cataract. You cannot see. That does not mean there is nothing to be seen. You cannot. Similarly, you cannot just conceive what is the form of God now. But if your cataract is removed, you can see. That is the question. Premanyana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Padaiva Hridayesu Vilokayanti. The Brahma Sangita says that devotee whose eyes are anointed with the love of God ointment, such persons within his heart seeing God Krishna always 24 hours, not that so you require to purify your senses, then you will be able to understand what is the form of God, what is the name of God, what is the quality of God, what is the paraphernalia of God. God has everything. That these things are discussed in Vedic literature. Just like apanikavat javanat grihita. It is said that God has no hand for flesh. But he can accept anything you offer. God has no eyes and ears, but he can see everything and he can hear everything. So these are contradictions. That means whenever we speak of seeing, we think somebody must have eyes like this. That is our material concept. God has his eyes, he can see you in the dark. You cannot see in the dark. So he has got a different eye. God can hear if you are, God is in a kingdom which is millions and millions of miles away. But if you are talking something, whispering, conspiracy, he can hear. Because he is sitting within you. So you cannot avoid God seeing and God hearing or God touching. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati taya bhaktya prajitam asnami prajitatmana. If somebody offers me flower, fruits, vegetables, fields, with devotion and love, I accept and eat. Now, how he is eating, that you cannot see in the present, but he is eating. That we are experiencing daily. We are offering Krishna according to the ritualistic process, and you see the taste of the food is changed in you. Then practical. He eats, but because he is full, he does not eat like us. Just like if I give you a plate of pushpa, you finish. But God is not hungry, but he eats. He eats and keeps the things healthy. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishtat. God is so full that he can take you all the pushpa that you offer. This is his remains healthy. He can eat with his eyes. That is stated in the Brahma Sangha. Angani yasya sakalendriya vittiman. Every part of the limb of the body of God has got all the potentials of our eyes. Just like you can see with your eyes, but you cannot eat with your eyes. But God, if he simply sees the foodstuff you have offered, that is his eating. So these things cannot be understood at the present moment. Therefore, this Padma Puran says that only when one becomes spiritually saturated by the transcendental service to the Lord, then are the transcendental name, form, quality and pastimes of the Lord revealed. You cannot understand by your own endeavor, but God reveals to you. Just like if you want to see just now the sun, it is now darkness. If you say, oh, I have got a very strong torchlight, come on, I shall show you the sunlight, sun. You can ask. But when the sun rises out of its own will in the morning, you can see. Similarly, you cannot see God by your endeavor.
because your senses are all nonsense.
Yeah.
You have to purify your senses and you have to wait for the time when God will be pleased to reveal himself.
That is the point.
You cannot shout, "Ah, my dear God, my dear Krishna, please come."
I said, "See, sure."
No, God is not your order supplier, your servant. So when he will please,
he'll see.
So our process is how to please him so that he will be revealed to me. That is the real problem. You cannot, therefore then be setting a nonsense to God. Because they cannot see God. Anybody says that I am God, an expert. Because they do not know what is God. Somebody says that I am passionate after the truth. But you must know what is the truth. Otherwise, how will you search out truth? Suppose if you want to purchase gold, you must theoretically know or at least some experience what is gold. Otherwise, people will cheat it. So these people are being cheated, accepting so many rascals as God. Because they do not know what is God. Anyone can, "Oh, I am God." And the rascal, he is rascal, and the man who says that I am God, he is also rascal. The rascal society, and one rascal is accepted with God. God is not like that. One has to qualify himself to see God, to understand God. That is Krishna consciousness. If you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, then you will be qualified to see God. Otherwise,
this Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna consciousness. Nobody can become Krishna conscious simply by mundane scholarship.
Yes. Simply because you have got some title in ATAC, DSC, you will understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. This is not transcendental science. It requires different senses to understand. And that sense you have to create, you have to purify by inhaling self. Otherwise, with great scholars, like so many doctors and PhDs, they mistake what is Krishna. They cannot understand. It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna comes as he is. Adobi Sangha Brahma, of his unborn, he comes to let us know our body.
One must be fortunate enough to associate with a person who is in pure consciousness. A Krishna conscious person has realized knowledge by the grace of Krishna.
Yeah, by the grace of Krishna, not by academic qualifications. We have to acquire the grace of Krishna. Then we can understand it. Then we can see Krishna. Then we can talk with Krishna. Then we can do everything. He's a person. He's the supreme person. That is the basic intention. Nityan Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. He is the supreme person or the supreme eternal. We are all eternal. However, now we being engaged within this body, we are meeting birth and death. But actually we have no birth and death. We are eternal spirit soul. And according to my work, according to my desire, and transmigration from one kind of body to another body, another body, another body. This is going on. Actually, I have no birth and death. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter of that. Living entity never takes birth or never dies. Similarly, God is also eternal. You are also eternal. When you establish your eternal relationship with the eternal, complete eternal, Nityanityana, Chetana Chetana, he is the supreme living entity among the living entities. He is the supreme eternal among the eternal. So, by Krishna consciousness, by purifying your senses, this knowledge will come and will see God.
A Krishna conscious person has realized knowledge by the grace of Krishna because he is satisfied with pure devotional service. By realized knowledge, one becomes perfect. By such perfect knowledge, one can remain steady in his convictions. But by academic knowledge, one is easily deluded and is confused by apparent contradictions. It is the realized soul who is passionately self-controlled because he is surrendered to Krishna. He is transcendental because he has nothing to do with mundane scholarship.
Even one is ignorant. Even he does not know what is ABCD. He can realize God, provided he engages himself in this submissive, transcendental, loving service. And one may be very learned, high scholar, but he cannot realize God. God is not subjected to any material condition. He is Supreme Spirit. Similarly, the process of realizing God is also not subjected to any material condition. It is not that because you are poor man, you cannot realize God. Or because you are very rich man, therefore you shall realize God. No. Because you are uneducated, therefore you cannot realize God. No, that is not. Because you are highly educated, therefore you can realize God. No, that is not. He is unconditioned. Apratihata. Savai pungsa paro dharma. In the Bhagavad it is said, that is first class religion. Bhagavad does not mention that this Hindu religion is first class, or Christian religion is first class, or Mohammedan religion is first class, or any other religion. We have created so many religions. But Bhagavad says that religious principle is first class. Which one? Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti radokhaje. That religion which helps you to advance your devotional service and love of God. That is the definition of first class. We do not analyze that this religion is first class, that religion is last class. Of course, according to that, as told you, that there are three qualities in the material world. So according to the equality, the religious conception is also created. But the purpose of religion is to understand God and to learn how to love God. That is the purpose. Any religious system, if it teaches you how to love God, then it is first. Otherwise it is easy. You may prosecute your religious principles very rigidly and very nicely, but your love of God is nil. Your love of matter is simply enhancing. That is all. According to Bhagavad Bhadi, Savai Pungsa Paro Dharma Jato Vakti Radokhaje. Apratyata. That religious system has no cause. Without any impediment. If you can reach such system of religious principle, then you will find that you are happy in all. Otherwise, there is no possible. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti radokhaje. Radokhaje, God's another name is adhokhaje. Adhokhaje means conquer all materialistic attempt to see God. Adhokhaje. Akhaja means experimental knowledge. You cannot understand God by experimental knowledge. No. Well, you have to learn in a different way. That means by submissive oral deception and rendering transcendental loving kindness. Then you can understand. So any religious principle which teaches and helps you to develop your love of God without any cause. I love God because He supplies me very nice things for my sense that desire. That is not love. Oh, without any. God is great. God is my Father. It is my duty to love. That. No escape. Oh, God gives me my daily bread, therefore I know. No. Daily bread, God gives it into the animals, cats and dogs. That is, God is Father of everyone. He supplies food to everyone. So that is not love. Love is without reason. Even God does not supply me daily bread. I love. That is it. That is it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. Either you embrace me, or you trample me down on your feet, or you never come before me, I become broken hearted without seeing you. Still I love. That is your love. When we come to that stage of loving God, then we find all full of pleasure. If God is full of pleasure, you are not full of pleasure. That is the perfection.
A person is said to be still further advanced when he regards all, the honest well-wisher, friends and enemies, the envious, the pious, the sinners, and those who are indifferent and impartial, with an equal mind.
Yes, this is the sign of advancement. Because here in this material world, the calculation of friend and enemy, everything is in the relationship of this body, all sense. But realization of God as the absolute truth, there is no such material consideration. Another point is that here all conditioned souls, they are under illusion. Suppose a doctor. A doctor goes to a patient. He is under convulsion. He is talking nonsense. That does not mean he is refused to treat. He treats him as well. Also, although the patient calls him by ill names, bad names, still he gives him medicine. But Jesus Christ said, that you hate the sin, not the sinner. Not the sinner. This is very nice. Because sinner is innocent. He is mad. If you hate him, then how can deliver? Therefore, those who are devoted, those who are really servant of God, they have no hate for anyone. That time Lord Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he was requesting God, my Lord, please excuse them. They do not know what they are doing. This is the position of the devotee. Because they are mad after materialistic way of thinking. So they cannot be hated. Anyone. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. That there is no question of hate. Everyone is welcome. Please come here. Chant Hare Krishna. Take Krishna Prasad. And hear some nice philosophy from Bhagavad Gita. And try to rectify your material conditional life. This is the program. Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya introduced this program. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna avati. Whomever you meet, wherever you meet, simply try to teach him this Krishna concept, Krishna katha, words from Lord Krishna. You will be happy and they will be happy.
A transcendentalist should always try to concentrate his mind on the Supreme Self. He should live alone in a secluded place and should always carefully control his mind. He should be free from desires and possessiveness.
This is the beginning of transcendental life. In this chapter, Lord Krishna is trying to teach the principles of yoga system. So, here he begins that the transcendentalist should always try to concentrate his mind on the Supreme Self. Supreme Self means Krishna or Lord. He is the Supreme Self, as I just explained. Vishnu Charan Chetana Chetana. He is the Supreme Eternal. He is the Supreme Living Entity. So, the whole yoga system is to concentrate mind on the Supreme Self. Now, we are the Supreme Self. That you can understand. Supreme Self is God. This is Vishnava, duality. Duality means God is different from, He is supreme. I am covered. He is great. I am small. He is infinite. I am infinite Shrimad. This is the relationship. So, because we are infinite Shrimad, we should concentrate our mind to the infinite, supreme self. Then, he should live alone. Alone. This is the most important thing. Alone means not to live with persons who are not Krishna conscious or God. That is alone. He should live alone in a secluded place. Secluded place that is in the jungle, in the forest. It is very secluded place. But in these days, it is very difficult to go to the jungle and find out the secluded place. The secluded place is there where simply God consciousness is stored. That is secluded place. That is secluded place. Then, and should always carefully control his mind. How to control the mind? Just fix up your mind to the Supreme Self or Krishna. Not anything else. Tavai manat Krishna padaravinda. Then you are the other day, as I said, if you keep your mind always seated by Krishna, Krishna is just like night. So there is no question of darkness occupying the mind. There is no possibility. Just like in the sunlight, there is no possibility of darkness. Similarly, if you keep Krishna on your mind always, this maya or illusion cannot release them. She will be unable to release. He should be free from desires and possessions. The whole material disease is that I want to possess and desire. Whatever is lost, I lament for it, and whatever there is, whatever I am lost, we desire. So, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, one who is actually God conscious, Krishna conscious, he has no desire for material possessions. He has only desire how to serve Krishna. That means his desire is purified. This desire, you cannot give up desire. That is not possible. You are living entity. You must have desire. But our desire is at the present moment is contaminated. I desire to satisfy my senses, my material position. But if you desire for Krishna, this desire for material position will automatically vanish.
To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place.
This is the prescription, how to practice yoga. In your country, the yoga practice is very popular. There are many so-called yoga societies, but here it is the prescription given by the Supreme Lord, how to practice yoga.
Should neither be too hot nor too low, and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on a great throne and should practice yoga by controlling the mind and the senses, purifying the heart and fixing the mind on one point. purport.
Sacred place refers to places of pilgrimage. In India, the yogis, the transcendentalists, or the devotees all leave home and reside in sacred places such as Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, Rishikesh, Hardwar, and practice yoga there.
Now, suppose you have to find out a sacred place in these areas. How many people is prepared to find out a sacred place? For his livelihood, he has to live in a congested city. Where is the question of sacred place? If you don't find a sacred place, then how you can practice yoga? That is the first question. Therefore, this bhakti yoga system is the sacred place in this temple. You live here, it is nirguna, it is transcendent. The Vedic Indian family, that the city is the place of passion, and the forest is the place of goodness, and the temple is transcendent. If you live in a city or a town, that is a passionate place. And if you don't want to live in a passionate place, you go to a forest, that is place of goodness. But a temple, a God's temple, is above this passion and goodness. Therefore, temple is the only secluded place for these days. You cannot go in a secluded place in the forest. It's impossible. And if you make a show of yoga practice in a so-called class and indulge in all kinds of nonsense things, that is not yoga practice. Here is the prescription how to practice yoga.
A sacred place is where the sacred rivers, like the Yamuna and the Ganges, flow. Any bank on the river Ganges or Yamuna is naturally sacred. One should select a place which is secluded and undisturbed. The so-called yoga societies in big cities may be successful in earning material benefit, but they are not at all suitable for the actual practice of yoga. One who is not self-controlled and whose mind is not undisturbed cannot practice meditation. Therefore,
the Brihad Narayana Mudra.
Therefore, in Brihad Narayana Purnam, it is said that in the Kali Yuga, the present Yuga or age, and people in general are short-living, slow in spiritual realization, and always disturbed by various anxieties. The best means of spiritual realization is to chant the holy name of the Lord. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is to chant the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way to success.
Yes. That is the prescription in the Vyadnaradi of Prat. Harinama, 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 Iva Kiralam, Kiralam. Kalo Naseva, 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 Gatidam. Harinama, simply chant the holy name of the Lord. And that is the only process of self-realization or concentration or meditation. And there is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. The other practices will not be feasible. And it is so nice that even a child can take part in it. This is universe. If you prescribe yoga practice to a child, it is impossible. It is not acceptable by everyone. But here is a process introduced by the Vyadnaradiya Purana. Just chant Hare Krishna, it can be taken part by anyone in the child.